Good morning, I'm Jeremy Loeb. It is Thursday, and it's time to check in with our gardening expert, Allison Arnold. Allison, good morning.
Hey, Jeremy, I heard you had a little meetup with a bat inside the house.
And oh my God, I did.
I'm wondering if you'd like to share a little bit about how that was for you.
Oh my God, it was terrifying, Allison.
Was
terrifying.
It?
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, did you know there's 17 bats in North Carolina, and seven of those are either endangered or threatened or a special concern? Well, their populations are declining all over the U.S. from pesticide use and human disturbance of their habitats, and they're primarily nocturnal, and they forage in early evening and early morning hours.
So my bat obviously came inside, but do they like to come inside? You know, I thought they preferred caves and outdoor spaces.
Yeah, well, generally people think of bats as living in caves, and while some bat species actually migrate south for the winter, others find local hibernation areas for the winter, such as caves. Now, in the summertime, many species of bats actually live in trees, behind the bark, in rock crevices, and in around man-made structures like buildings, barns, bridges, and your apartment.
That's right. And when they aren't flying around in your apartment, they are beneficial, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're actually really important for ecosystems worldwide. They live in tropical and desert regions, and they're major pollinators in those areas, whereas northern species have a major impact on controlling insects. Like the big brown bats that are common in our area eat insects like beetles and wasps and flies, gnats, and mosquitoes. And a single big brown bat can eat 3,000 to 7,000 mosquitoes in a night. And although it says big brown bat, they're pretty small.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Even though mine was really not looking that small when
he spread his wings out. I'm sure it was as big as a Volvo or something.
That's right. Well, say more about bats being important pollinators.
Well, when the sun goes down and the bees and butterflies clock out, bats and moths check in for the pollinator night shift. And again, it's mainly in tropical and desert climates where they feed on insects in the flowers, as well as on the nectar and flower parts, pollinating as they go. Over 3,000 species of fruit actually depend on bats for pollination. Mangoes, banana, guavas, and even the agave and saguaro cactus depend upon bats for pollination. And you know, Jeremy, that the agave is an important plant used to make tequila.
Are the flowers that bats pollinate fragrant?
Well, yeah, they're fragrant, but with a sweet fermented type of fragrance.
I hear a lot of people putting up bat houses to actually attract bats. What does this involve?
Yeah, well, spring's a great time to put up a bat house. And you know, they're different than bird houses. So you have to look those plans up if you want to make one, or you can buy them pre-made. They might not immediately begin to use it, but if you have a wet area nearby, like a pond or stream or seasonal pool, they'll have a good supply of water and insects. And it may take a couple of years for the bats to find and use an artificial roost like a bat house. Now, if you have caves or boulder areas or even dead hollow tree snags nearby, you might already have some nearby feeding on the insects at night.
And Allison, you've seen my bat already, but for any listeners who think I'm being a baby about the bat, I'm going to post some photos of that thing. So go check that out at bpr.org.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Jeremy.
Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent for Buncombe County. Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you.